Kiss FM, good morning.
Yo, it's Bob.
Bobby!
What's up, dude? Hey, I got Shore Agadashlu ready for you, and it's Shore Agadashlu.
Agadashlu.
That's perfect.
Shore.
Re.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, re.
Yeah, so show, like in Showtime, yep. And then like re, R-E-H, re.
Agadashlu. Dashlu. Okay.
Let me put it on the hold on,
all right.
Papa?
Yes, sir.
Say hello to Shore Agadashlu.
Shore Agadashlu, how are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you so much. I feel much better now hearing my name being pronounced so well twice.
Can I tell...
Thank you, gentlemen. I'm doing very fine, thank you.
Can I tell you... Oh, my God, I know who you are! Oh, my God, I've been watching Flash
you
Forward...
You know what I did last summer,
oh, my
right?
God, no. I've been watching Flash Forward.
Thank you.
I've been watching Flash Forward, and I just watched it on my DVR last night, and they have the guy who's gonna people who don't know Flash Forward are really confused right now, but the guy who's gonna die, you're the one that called him.
Yes, I'm afraid I do tell him I am the bearer of bad
news. That's awesome. That's awesome.
News, yes, I called him. He appeared in my dream and in my flash forward, and I felt like responsible to let him know that what's going to happen to him. And of course, had to call him and tell him that he was going to be murdered on March 15th, 2010.
Again, we're talking to Shore Agadashlu. She is coming to Flash Forward on ABC. Now, for anyone who has not seen Flash Forward yet, explain the premise of the show to everybody.
Well, the premise of the show is very much based on the future. The whole world has had a shocking moment, 2 minutes and 17 seconds, flash forward. They have seen things in their flash forward. They have seen images, people, and now are looking for these people whom have appeared in their flash forward. And, of course, Dimitri, John Cho, has appeared in my dream, and I have seen him being dead in March 15th. I call him, tell him that he's going to be murdered, and, of course, he needs to know more. He keeps asking me more, but I can't tell him more. And I am in this one, in this upcoming episode, they find me. Mark and Dimitri, those great actors, wonderful people, Joseph Fiennes and John Cho, they find me, and, of course, I give them a shocking news. In my opinion, the whole show is based on our fascination with the future, how we're interested to know about the future, to either know it or control it somehow.
Oh, absolutely. Again, we're talking to Shore Agadashlu. How am I doing? Am I doing all right with the name?
You are doing fantastic. Okay. I can't even tell you.
Awesome. It's
even if you couldn't, I wouldn't blame you. It's a very difficult name, to be honest with you. It's not Sheila or Jen, so I don't blame you.
That's okay.
You can pronounce it every which way you like, but you did such a great job, I can't even tell you.
Well, for someone like you, I want to do all that I can, because I think you're fantastic.
You make my day. Thank you.
Well, you just made my day.
Thank you.
I have no idea where. There's so many places I want to go with you right now. As far as the conversation goes, Flash Forward, it's on ABC. People are living their lives, and all of a sudden, everyone in the world gets knocked out for 2.5 minutes, and they get to see a peek into their future.
That's right. Yes.
And everyone wants to know. You know, there's a morbid curiosity as far as what's in my future. What's my future going to hold? What's gonna happen? And people see their future, and they either can accept it or they can try to change it. And this show really plays on that a ton, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Fate and destiny have a lot to do with the show. Again, our fascination with personality,
sure,
of human beings who would love to know what's going to happen next, what's going to happen tomorrow. Yet at the same time, strange enough, it seems like the past is gone. We can't go back to it. The future, we can't tell. But it's underneath, subliminally, it suggests sort of live in the moment.
Oh,
so turn it into a piece. You know, it's very Khayyam. I'm sure you're familiar with Khayyam and his poetry.
Oh, absolutely. We go way back. We go for beers and stuff.
Enjoy
yeah.
now. Past is past. Future has not arrived yet. So it's very. You realize when you watch it subliminally, you realize that you really shouldn't be so worried about past and future. You should live in the moment.
Absolutely.
And that aspect I love, and I agree. I can't agree more, you know.
Again, we're talking to Shohreh Aghadashloo from Flash Forward on ABC. Also going to be a presenter in the Gotham Awards coming up. You know her from being Dr. Kavita Rao from X-Men The Last Stand. You've done stuff on 24, ER, Grey's Anatomy. You've done all kinds of things all over the place. Where are you from? I love the accent. I love the voice. It's like that smoky, sexy girl, how you doing kind of a thing. Where are you from?
Thank you so much. I am originally from Iran. I was born and raised until the age of 25 in Iran and left Iran at a time of turmoil. Had to get myself educated, went to England, got my BA in international relations, and then I found my chosen country, U.S., of course.
Wow. How did you go from all of that into being an actress?
I was an actress. I started when I was 17, 18 years old. And at the age of 19, I had to get married first and then to become an actress because my parents were against the idea. I had to sort of disappoint them by not pursuing higher education at that time, not becoming a doctor as my mother wished for me to be, and just turn into an actress. But I had to get married first, which I did. And
really? You had to get married first? That was kind of the deal for you to be? Was that like a family tradition? Like is that part of the culture?
It's part of the culture because as a young girl, you couldn't. I don't know about nowadays. I haven't been in Iran for the last 31 years. But back then, you know, you couldn't live on your own. There was no such thing as when you're 18, you can go and start your own life. You had to stay with your parents until you get married. Or go abroad, which was very in back then. Either if you wanted to become a doctor, you should go to Germany. Otherwise, you know, lawyers would go to England and engineers would come to U.S. So that's sort of, there was no way that I could live on my own like people do in the West. So I had to come up with some plan. So I thought the best thing is to find the right suitor who would allow me to be an actress. And when I discussed the thing with the suitor, he looked at me and he said, "That would be a wrong reason for you to marry me." I said, "No, besides you being handsome and educated and from a good family, this is what I have in mind and I don't want to cheat you."
So are you still married now?
Yes, this is my second husband. The first one was kind enough to let me go.
Well, that was nice. Is he in the entertainment field as well, or did you have to marry him before you started doing like actress work here in the United States, or is it like a?
He's a playwright, and the reason I married him because not only because I knew him back in Iran, we worked together in the drama workshop, but I was never fond of him because he was too handsome and as a result too obnoxious. So I didn't like his behavior with women. He kept saying. Well, who do you think he is? You know, so why is he acting like this? 20 years later, I saw him in U.S., well-grounded, mature, and the beauty was not there anymore, but the maturity was there. So, and he's a great playwright. I decided to marry with him and, you know, start our own theater company, which we did in 91. And that's how we survived until The House of Sand and Fog. He wrote, directed, and produced our plays, and we took it on tours around U.S., Canada, Australia, and Europe.
Wow, that's fantastic. And we're talking to Shohreh Aghadashloo from Flash Forward. It's Thursdays on ABC just before Grey's Anatomy. It's my new favorite show. It really and truly is. Other than Flash Forward, what else do you have coming up?
Well, my film Stoning of Soraya M was out. It's going to come out again. And this film is very, very close to my heart. I'd been waiting to make this film for almost two decades. When the director called me and told me that he'd written a screenplay about this subject matter and was wondering how sensitive I am towards the subject matter, I told him, "Forget about my sensitivity. Where have you been for the last two decades?" He still tells me that his hair stand when I told him that, because I had seen a real one on tape.
Right.
So I'm still with Stoning of Soraya M, taking it here and there, trying to shed more light on it because of its message and because, it shed lights on the injustices, of course.
Absolutely.
And hoping that we would put an end to this form of brutal punishment, barbaric punishment. The one I just finished is Adjustment Bureau with one of my favorite actors in U.S. with Matt Damon.
Oh.
And, of course, the beautiful Emily Blunt. And another one that I had in my list, and I'm so happy to have worked with him, Chance Stumped. I could have not believed it when I saw him. I told him immediately, I said, oh, my God, for how long I wanted to work with you. And he's like, okay, sorry. And I said, no, really, seriously, I wished that I would be able to work with you. He's a great actor. And I loved working with Matt Damon. Such a nice human being. He's a person, you know.
Sure.
He's not only a great actor, he's also a person. Very nice.
Well,
enjoyed working with all of them.
You're
very
an
nice.
Awesome person, too. Shohreh Aghadashloo. It's Flash Forward Thursdays at 8 on ABC. You know her from 24 and The Last Stand and X-Men and the whole thing. I know you have limited time. There's one thing I got to ask.
By all means,
before I let you go, number one, Sean Andrews, huge fan of yours. He wanted to make sure I let you know that. But number two, I want you to do the line to me like you do on Flash Forward, telling me that I'm gonna die on March whatever. It's a hello, Big Papa, and then deliver the line. Can you do that for me? I know it's kind of cheesy, but can you do it for me, please? I'm a huge fan.
Of course. But what date would you like to be dead? Same date.
do the same date on the as you did on the show.
Well, say that again.
Do the same date you did on the show. It was March something.
Okay, but should I say Tommy or should I say Mark?
I want you to say Big Papa.
Big Papa, okay.
No, I'm not going to do my wedding day.
Okay.
Jeez.
Shall we start?
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
I'm afraid there is no easy way to say this, Big Papa, but you are going to be murdered on March 15th, 2010.
Absolutely awesome. Shohreh Aghadashloo from Flash Forward Thursdays, 8 o'clock on ABC. Thank you so much. I'm really honored to have this time with you. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Big Papa. My love and regards to Sean.
All right. Sean, she says hi.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to break and come back. It's Shohreh Aghadashloo, everybody, from Flash Forward. It's Big Papa in the morning on Kiss FM.
Thank you so much.